Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hello, I'm Emily Watts.
And I'm Julie Butler.
It's Easter Saturday and everyone is in the holiday mood.
Yes, and we're at the Easter Fair at the Petersfield Festival Hall in this week's
Peapod.
It's the Peapod, on location with Emily Watts and Julie Butler. Shine Radio.
Thank you for joining us in the Peapod. Can you hear the sound of anticipation as the doors have just opened?
Exciting, isn't it? Easter Fair is just starting and it's back at its rightful home at the Festival Hall.
We'll catch up with lots of people that are here.
Whether they are organisers, stall holders, local charities or many of the other locals that are supporting the event, we'll hear all about them.
The P stands for Petersfield.
It's like the best town ever.
The Peapod.
So how's your week been, Julie?
Well, it's been the usual busyness, you know. It's been one thing after another, running around, getting interviews. Oh, I had a dance competition last week as well.
Oh, you did? How did you do?
Yeah, I did. I did really well. It sounds really impressive.
Go on.
Second in ballroom.
Oh.
Third in Latin.
Oh.
But wait for it. Out of three couples.
It's not a medal, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So what about you? What was your week?
Well, you know, life with two kids. It's just running around after the kids. Had to deal with the Easter, you know, reliving these memories when you're an adult of behind every kind of lovely Christmas scene and Easter egg hunt was a frazzled mum, and I can now appreciate that now the mum of two young kids. So I've been running around getting all of the Easter stuff for Tommy. Obviously Lily's a bit young, being 5 months, but yeah, just usual frazzled. Yeah. What's your favourite ballroom dance?
My favourite ballroom dance? I think waltz. Yeah, it's slow. I can think about it. And it's all right. It's a good one. I'm quite impressed with that. I haven't got waltz at the moment though. I've got quick step and tango.
Oh, I like a tango. Do you know, I took part in a Strictly Come Dancing at my university because I was one of the sports like celebrities. I wasn't. I was just captain of the tennis club at the time. And we took part in professionals, in inverted commas, which were the members of like the Latin and ballroom club. I came second, actually.
Wow.
So I was very impressed with my tango.
Yeah, you're going to have to join me now. You're going to have to join and do the old tango.
I will. I like a bit of ballroom dancing, actually. So does my husband. We've lost Blake, haven't we?
We've lost Blake. That's why we're together at the moment today. Yes, such a shame. I really like Blake.
Yeah. But he's just had some other commitments come up, hasn't he? And he's had to take a step back.
Yes, he has.
These things happen.
So we're here,
and then I think actually next one you potentially might be with Ryan.
So. I think I probably might be. We're doing a bit of mix and matching, and we got a Peapodder over there, Phil standing over in the corner over there.
Oh yeah, Peapodder Phil is also here, but he's here in his Winton Players capacity.
He is. He's
handing out leaflets for tons of money.
Yes, he knows we're talking about him because he keeps looking over. Lots of stalls. It's been really busy already, which is fantastic news. And we've got lots of interesting people to talk to.
That's all coming up, isn't it?
Yeah. So shall we get on with it?
Let's get on with it.
Okay, let's get going. The people would love to hear from you. So if you have a story you'd like us to cover or would like just to say hi, please call us on 01730 555 500 or send an email to team@shineradio.uk.
Coming up, we hear from Jeremy Holmes. He started this many years ago, but first...
Petersfield has many different fundraising events throughout the year. The Easter Fair is a staple diet each year.
The doors have just opened and the town crier has declared the event officially open. And here is the town crier and town mayor as we speak. So, Faye, you're here and you have officially declared the Easter market open.
Yes, and isn't it terribly exciting that it is here at the Festival Hall?
It is really exciting, So there's lots of stallholders. Have you done the rounds?
We've had a little look round and we're going to do some more looking round later because... what we're going to do is we're going to collect a few more people at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
These are the lovely steampunk people who are very interested in this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to promenade down here and have a look at the stalls.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
So is that like an association or like a, I don't want to say club, but you know what I mean?
Juliet, would you like to explain?
Yeah, tell us more.
Yes. And what is your name? Duchess, isn't it?
A Duchess Q.
A Duchess Q.
Right.
No, we are the Petersfield Sheep Punk Steampunk.
Sheep Punk Steampunk. Oh, say that after.
I was going to say, you don't want to say that too badly, do you?
We've got a Facebook page and a very small and growing group of fun-loving people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Well, what I'm going to do is actually meet these lovely... I'm going to meet these lovely people, and then we're just going to promenade.
Promenade.
Which is very lovely and Victorian.
Absolutely.
Down to here, and all their finery, and all their steam hats.
Yes.
For a little while, we're going to have a little look round here, and then we're going up because I'm proclaiming the clock's going forward tonight at 2 o'clock.
Gosh, yes. We're covering that, I think,
later. Of course, very interested in time. just a little, a nice little reminder that this is what's going to happen.
Yes, unfortunately, being the parent of a four-year-old, this means nothing to me. They still get up at the same time. Absolutely. We get nothing.
So is this good to have it back here in the Festival Hall then, this event?
Certainly is. Certainly from the people that we've been talking to, haven't we, Juliet? They are really happy to have it back here. It's much easier to come to, very central. And what I'm going to do presently is go up and just let people know that it is actually on with a big smile.
Yeah. And Juliet, can you tell us a bit more? So what does the association do?
What, steampunk?
Yeah.
Well, what it is, it starts with Victorian fashions.
Yes.
And it's...
And of course you all can't see, but Juliet is here wearing wonderful clothes.
Thank you. But we wear the goggles because it's the sort of mixture of a past that never was, a future that never can be, but it's all tied up with the industrial, you know, the goggles and the steampunk time, copper and stuff like that. I'm fairly new to this, so I don't really know what I'm terribly talking about, but it's an excuse for people to get together, dress up, have fun.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about, really, isn't it?
It is,
just finding like-minded
yeah.
people and just enjoying it.
It's our tribe. Yep.
And you find your tribe.
And Faye started it.
Big advocate of that, find your tribe. Absolutely.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Do you want an outfit like this, Henry?
I do. Do you know, I love steampunk. Tommy's got steampunk goggles, my four-year-old. My husband loves steampunk. I do. I'm not totally, I must admit, gendered up on what era it is. I think it probably spans quite a few, doesn't it?
It could be anything. Yeah. There are so many varieties of it now. If you start looking about it, there's everything. There's Gothic, there's Victoriana, there are so many splinter groups, pirates, everything. Absolutely anything you want to dress up in, and it's about imagination, creativity. It's great. And we all need it.
We need it. Creative outlets.
And that is what we are bringing into Petersfield, because I understand before I lived here they used to have carnivals.
Yes. They did. I remember
and
the carnivals.
Was the Lipput Carnival still goes? Yeah. The circuit out there still goes.
It sounds marvellous. So what we can do with steampunk is we can create a carnival atmosphere doing that.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know, that sounds fantastic. It's I have to say, I do remember those carnival days when I first moved to Petersfield. So they were brilliant. They were great.
Yes. And it's also reaching out as well, isn't it? I'm very much one for wanting to do that, especially with the wool and craft industry at the moment. And when I do my proclaiming in other counties, I like to have this as a hook, which is to do with the wool industry.
Okay.
And so I commissioned recently a lady to knit a sheep for me as a mascot for Petersfield.
But not a sheep.
Yeah. And his name is, wait for it, very original, Peter S. Field. And
I didn't get that for ages. I hasten to add, I didn't get that for ages.
And I'm very interested, obviously, in the community, especially mental health.
Yeah.
Always. Mm. And I work in a little school. And I was actually showing the children from stage one how the sheep is being made with the balls of wool, getting the eyes and everything else. And now it's come together.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Lovely.
Well, guys, I look forward to seeing the 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
The 2 o'clock session.
We'll be out.
Yes. We will. Yeah, we will. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Shine Radio.
Right, so we are now, we have the town mayor, Councillor JC Crissy here, who pops up at pretty much every event. He must be the hardest working mayor in the whole of Petersfield, I think, since I've been around here. So welcome. How are you today?
Oh, I'm really great, and it's so wonderful to see the charity Easter market. now they call it the giant chair at the Easter Market.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big, and it's great to have them back in the festival hall. And the crowds are fantastic, and there's so many neat things to look at. So, yeah.
So what are you here representing today? Just presence for the council?
Yes, that indeed. But also I'm fundraising for my town mayor's charities, and so I'm doing that. And also encouraging our wonderful residents to enroll or to at least apply for our Petersfield in Bloom competition that's, of course, just started.
Bit of promotion. Wish I was green-fingered enough. Yeah. I have one rose in my garden that somehow I cannot kill. I don't know. Whatever I try, it keeps coming back. That's about it, really.
But it's a lot of fun, and this competition this year is probably going to be as fierce as ever. So
it's beautiful. I love Petersfield in Bloom.
I do, too. I'm like you. I've got absolutely no green fingers.
But you should, Julie.
No.
You should.
Absolutely no green fingers. In fact, we have to sort of, like, I think my husband actually cuts flowers thinking they're weeds, so no chance.
Both my parents are really green fingered. It's safe to say it skipped a generation. Neither me or my sister have the knack, unfortunately.
Well, JC, thank you very much for being here and actually supporting this, because it's absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And thanks to Shine Radio, all the great stuff that you guys do, and much success for your Peapod.
Thank you so much.
You,
all right,
JC.
See you later.
Thank you.
The P stands for Petersfield.
I think it's an amazing place to live.
The Peapod.
Now, we said that this event has been around for many years and still very popular. But what is the reason for it started in the first place?
Let's find out from the man himself. We have Jeremy Holmes to find out more.
Jeremy, how
Hi
are
there.
You?
Thanks for coming along today. That's great.
Thank you for having us. It's been busy, hasn't it?
Yes, well, it's nice to be back home. We're back in the Festival Hall after 4 years at the Petersfield School, and that's worked out very well. It's helped us along. But it's nice to be back in this more bigger venue, more central venue, nearer the town. So it's lovely.
And sorry, who's with you here, Jeremy?
That's Martin, my brother.
We run
the Easter and Christmas charity
markets.
Charity
to the resemblance, don't you say?
Yes, that's it.
So we've been going quite a few years.
Yes. We've been going quite a few years. And of course, I started this
with the Rotary,
which was the youth arm of the Rotary in 1983, I used to do. And then we took it over.
We took over the
Christmas, or the Mayor's Market, it was called.
In 2001.
Yes.
Wow.
So what charity are you supporting
We've always supported Portsmouth Hospitals right from the beginning, when it started out as the QA body scanner appeal. The QA body scanner appeal started in 1986. So, of course, that was what we wanted to support.
Wow, and it's just grown since then, and now it's Portsmouth Hospital Charities.
Portsmouth Hospital Charity. So we do it now for the Cancer Services Fund.
Okay, yeah.
But we've always wanted to support them.
Mick Lyons was the contact.
Yeah.
He was the man that did all the
fundraising
for
champion.
The area, for Hampshire.
Well, no, I mean, it's an incredibly worthy cause. I know I've had both parents blighted by serious illness in the last 5 years, and the NHS have been incredible.
They're there when you need them to be.
And
anything like this that we can do to support is always a really good thing, isn't it?
And so we like it when other local charities come along, so anybody that's interested, get in touch with us. Whether you're a community group, a charity. And of course, we have traders and craftspeople, so just get in touch with us, and we'd be very happy to have them, because we'll be back here at the Christmas market Saturday, the 7th of December.
Okay. So I need to ask you, looking around, you're quite chock-a-block in here, aren't you, with people and stalls? Are you being able to make room for any more?
Yes, because people come and go.
Never say no.
We always try and accommodate.
Look, there's a little hole there, right by the lake.
That's true, we're taking a little hole over here,
The more stores are here, the
better. We like it to be a busy atmosphere.
And then the people that come in, there's a lot here, that's quite good.
It's a nice, happy atmosphere, and that's the main thing.
Yes, it is.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guys, I'm not going to keep you any longer, because I know you're busy whizzing around, sort of making sure that everything's running smoothly. Yes. But I think from Emily and I, thank you so much for all you do for the town. It's absolutely,
absolutely
amazing.
It is, yeah. Definitely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to wish everybody a happy Easter as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. The Peapod Events Guide. What's on in the Petersphere?
On Saturday the 6th of April, we have wall painting with Nikki Hurd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sage and Salt. On Sunday the 7th of April, we have Nature Wellness Walk from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Queen Elizabeth Country Park. On Monday the 8th of April, we have Children's Pom-Pom Workshop from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Sage and Salt.
If you're running an event, get it in the guide at shineradio.uk.
So I've got two stallholders in front of me. I've got Ivy and I've got John. So Ivy, what's your surname?
Watson.
Watson. And John?
Starling.
John Starling. Ah. So, Ivy, how long have you been doing this?
Since 1998.
Wow.
1998. And you've come every year?
Yes.
Wow.
Twice a year. Easter and Christmas.
Easter and Christmas, yeah.
So what draws you here?
Because I lost my husband 14 years ago and it gets me out and I meet people and talk to them instead of sitting at home stagnating.
And tell us a bit about your stall.
It's a haberdashery stall with various bits of bric-a-brac as well, but mainly haberdashery.
Wonderful. Right, that's really good. So
I'm going to come and have a look in a bit. Yeah. I haven't had a chance to look around yet.
So. I buy my soap there every year.
Right, okay.
And John, what's your stall?
I sell cards of paintings that I have done over the years.
Oh, wow. And what kind of paintings are they?
Watercolours.
Oh, my grandfather used to do watercolours and he used to sell like his paintings and a lot. It's a beautiful medium, actually.
Yeah.
So, and how long have you been doing the fair for?
Only since I was about 70-something in my retirement. I didn't paint before, although I used to do incline drawings. But I now have a shaky hand, so it's a different kind of exercise.
Yeah. And Ivy, what's your favourite thing about the market?
The friendliness.
Yeah, that's coming over loud and clear, isn't it?
It is,
from everybody.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I think everybody's... So I'm guessing a lot of you have been doing this for a long time then, have you? So you all kind of...
Friends.
Friends and have joined a little club together.
Market community. I like it.
Yeah, I like it, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice seeing people every year, like you.
Yes.
And you only see them maybe once or twice a year. And there was a 90-year-old who used to come for all the way from further on the way on the A3, I can't remember where. But she used to come every year. I don't think she comes anymore, but it is a community spirit run by Jeremy and Martin that is a benefit to the community. And the number of people you see coming here in wheelchairs, they're brought out for the day. They might not buy anything. I don't do it to kind of sell anything particularly. If somebody buys something, so well and good. But you do it just to have a chat to people, meet people you haven't seen. And I'm glad it's come back to the festival hall because the school was a bit dry, not so many footfall. But it's really great to see a big footfall back here again.
Yeah, we're great.
We can keep going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Keep busy, keep going. That's what my mum always says.
Yeah.
Thank you both
so much. Guys,
thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
So, your name is Gunther. I am pronouncing that right, aren't I?
Gunther.
Yeah. And you're from originally from?
Latvia.
Right.
But you've lived here, you said 20 years.
Yeah. Wow. I used to live in London and then 13 years ago I moved to Lisbon. Yeah, because I met my partner, he's English, but yeah, very, very nice man.
Well, you know, I did that. I grew up in London and then I followed my partner here. Been here for 10 years.
Yeah, and I never look back. And
no, it's a beautiful area.
I just don't like anymore crows.
Yeah, I'm the same. You go up to London and it's fine for a day, but you don't want to be there for time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You make candles.
Start a few years ago, actually. My grown-ups, two daughters and son, gave me for my birthday in August present, a candle-making kit. And I've always been impressed how the candles, how how the people make them, and the smell and blah blah blah. Nice, you know, in the evenings when you kind of relax
I know what you mean. It kind of gives off like an aroma.
It's good. When I was small, I remember we lost electrics at home and our whole street, I think. And is my back home, and then it's minus 30s and very, very deep snow, and we sit near to candles, and we have to even study by the candles. I find that time very romantic and very, very interesting.
Absolutely.
All these crafty people here. I have to say, I'm not that crafty.
I'm not crafty at all. I'm not crafty at all.
It takes me a year to do a project, so I would be a disaster, wouldn't I, really?
How long roughly does it take to make a candle?
Candles not takes so long. I actually have my website, and my website is called ggcrystalgifts.co.uk, and then when you go on my website, it says in the bottom of the website YouTube channel, and you can watch a step-by-step video how can create at home your own candles. But you have maybe I'm not mentioned there, you for certain even natural or fragrance oils, you need to look which flashpoint have a particular oil. If you add your oils in a particular temperature, then it candles not smell.
Oh wow, so there's quite a skill to it. You've got to put the oil in just the right temperature.
Here's your mission, Emily.
Oh, gosh.
To go on the website and follow.
And make a candle. I'm going to do this.
I use cozy oil, oils. They is very nice, and all my customers said they smell, even you don't need to lighten up because they smell gorgeous by itself, even if you put in living room.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, all aroma is all around your living room.
I love it. So that's ggcrystalgifts.co.uk.
Well, that's really interesting. Thank you so much for your time, and
absolutely,
good luck with your stall.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice Easter.
So, we're with Eva, and I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce your surname, Eva. So.
Well, you have to give it to us.
Hi, my name is Eva Repnitska. I'm Ukrainian. I live in Petersfield since June 22.
Oh, wow.
And you're holding two extremely lovely dolls there. Explain what they are.
Thank you. Now it's Easter near here, but in Ukraine we celebrate Easter in May.
Okay.
And now we have stool and collect money from Ukrainian doctors. I must say thank you from all people here. Yeah, I have dolls. It's very traditional Ukrainian dolls. It's a mouth protect. We don't have face in these dolls, but I'm share my Ukrainian culture, by the way, in the same podcast in the Shine Radio. Yeah. Yes, like this.
Yeah, so Eva has a podcast on Shine Radio, so do go and check that out, where she is like, she's sharing her culture. And they're beautiful. So we've got one, obviously you guys can't see what we're looking at. We've got beautiful dolls. One has blue hair, and like a blue dress, and one has kind of blonde hair and a red dress. Are the colours of any significance, or is it just different colours?
Yeah, thank you. But if you see, you have these dolls have the same mighty shawls.
Yes.
Because it's older Ukrainian shawls, we call Vyshyvanka.
Okay.
It's I'm try share my Ukrainian culture and say thank you all people here who protect me, because I feel safe. But my mom, my sister live in Ukraine. And please not forget, why not stop and support Ukraine. No. Thank you very much.
No, we mustn't forget what's going on over there at all. It's really dreadful. Do you speak to your mum regularly?
Yeah, because last night bombs Kiev again. This week it's very horrible week. But my mom lives in a little bit a dangerous district. When I call my mom, she say, "Oh, I'm fine. I'm still alive." You say, "What?"
I'm happy.
It's not happy Easter. It's just I'm still alive. Mm. It's like that from Ukrainian people.
Yeah, of course. And so, did you say you're fundraising for Ukrainian doctors by selling these dolls?
Yeah, we sell these dolls. I'm crochet. My girls make something. It's just we're doing something from Ukraine. And I say thank you from £1. £1 saves life in my country.
Yeah, of course.
Well, wish you all the luck in the world with what you're doing, and I hope you raise a lot for your back home, because obviously it's really, really needed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Eva.
Thank you.
The P stands for Petersfield.
I can't believe that we live in such a idyllic place.
The Pea Pod.
So we are here now with Paul of the Open Air Swimming Pool and Sandra from the Lions Club. Welcome. Are you here every year? Do you come to the festival? I call it a festival. It's not a festival at all. It's a market. It's a fundraiser.
It's a market.
It's a market.
Baby brain.
It is baby brain.
This is the first time we've been here for a number of years.
Okay.
So we're normally in the high street, etc., but we're invited here, so thought let's come along.
Absolutely. Yeah, I normally see you at the festivals. There you go. That is a festival.
Yeah, that's a festival. Yeah.
So the same for us, but obviously next door, it would be a missed opportunity not to pop by and support everyone here.
Absolutely. And what are your fundraising goals? So what are the pool currently fundraising for? Just general operations or?
Yes, it's obviously we're always, money's always useful. So we've done recently well with the South Downs National Park, giving us a £50,000 grant, which we've used to improve the facilities, particularly the toilets this year, and a leaky roof. Plus, we've been able to pay back a bit of our bounce back loan for the COVID that the government gave us. So that's been beneficial. But we are got some strong headwinds coming up with the increased costs in gas and electricity, etc. So that's probably something that's going to be a struggle for us in the few years if that doesn't change.
We have call for a heated pool, absolutely.
And the Lions, I've been doing quite a bit with the Lions just recently. What have you got? What are you fundraising for in general at the moment?
We're doing a fair bit of fundraising, and it's for local causes. So people who need support, they can always contact us and we'll see if we can help them. We also help other organisations like King's Arms, so local charities to Petersfield. But also the Lions Club across the British Isles are raising £1 million for the Lions Brain Tumour Research Appeal. And so far we've got up to £250,000.
Oh wow,
that's impressive.
Is that links to a specific NHS trust, or is that obviously a nationwide thing?
It's linked to Brain Tumour Research, the charity. But the beauty of donating via Lions is that 100% of what is donated goes to the charity, with none taken off for admin.
What an incredible cause. My mum got diagnosed with a brain tumour at the end of 2020, and we were incredibly lucky. It was completely benign, almost fully removed. It had been growing for, they reckon, about 30 odd years. And just they'd only found out because she had pins and needles. She got sent to a physiotherapist, and the physiotherapist sent her straight to the hospital, literally from the appointment, straight for an MRI. And it had just been there for years. So it's such an incredible cause.
Frightening, the number of people who come up to us when we've got our banner and that up and say it's touched our lives.
Yes, it has. I think all fundraising for anything is
I think it's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's really good stuff, because you do a lot with prostate cancer as well, don't you?
We do. We've got another one coming up later on this year, and I think that will be our fourth one. Yes.
And Paul, tell us some of the events you've got coming up at the Open Air Pool, because you have got a good roster.
Yeah, we've got the big one coming up, which is the opening on the 27th of April.
Yeah.
So
Do you have lots of people brave it on the 27th of April?
There's certainly a hardcore group of people who will be there straight, waiting at the door, I think, in the queue.
I'm a July and August, definitely.
Yes,
I'm Well, cold water swimmers become quite a bit of a rage, but we will be at 27 degrees, so it's actually quite warm.
Quite warm, isn't it?
I could dip my big toe into that.
And the rest of you.
My
Oh, I don't know about that.
Maybe in the wetsuit, maybe. Wonderful. And have you got anything else running through the year?
We'll be thinking about some events, etc. But
focus on getting it open and.
Yeah, focus on getting it open, getting it up and running, getting a routine going, getting the swimming lessons, etc. It's usually a bit quieter in the early part of the season because the schools really it's what make a difference when they get when the holidays become. So if you want a nice peaceful quiet swim, the early part of the season is often a good tip.
But you know what, and it's such an important community facility because the benefits of swimming and just exercise in general on mental health is just incredible, and particularly swimming outdoors. I'm a big swimmer, I love swimming, and I found when I was pregnant, particularly with my eldest, swimming just really helped ease the strain of the pregnancy. Kind of you can't feel your bum for half an hour, it's very nice. And I think, yeah, I think that does get really severely underestimated, actually, how crucial these community facilities are to us.
I totally agree. And, of course, one thing it does do is it gets people off their mobile phones. So,
can't take it in a pool.
bring your kids, you'll be able to part them from their phones for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're really
grateful.
Thank
you for all that you do for our community. Thank you for letting us talk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
both.
So we're now with Sue Upton, and you're from, am I right in thinking, on the music festival?
Yes, we represent the Petersfield Musical Festival, which is for local choirs and children from the local schools. It was founded in 1902, and in fact, my grandmother sang in the very first two.
Wow.
And then my parents sang, and I sang as a very small girl, and I'm now back again.
Well, that's incredible. I would say that's probably one of the one things in Petersfield I haven't taken part in yet, is the musical festival.
You can come and join the choir. You need,
I would love to.
We would love to have you, but you do need to be able to read music. Petersfield Choral Society, which is what I belong to, meets on a Thursday in St. Peter's Hall. We don't start again till September.
No?
And we've got a lovely programme next year because we do both the concerts.
Lovely.
We've got Vaughan Williams and Holst and Vivaldi and Haydn.
Oh, Vivaldi. Oh, how long does it take the choir to prepare for a performance at the musical festival?
We start in September and the festival's in March.
Gosh. Wow.
I'd clear the room if I was there.
It's quite a lot to learn, but it's so enjoyable. And you can just forget about everything and sing.
Absolutely. Singing's a great outlet, I must admit.
I never remember not singing.
Well, I like singing, but I have to say that I can't sing. It's like...
Liking and talent, yeah. I suppose, are two distinct things.
Yeah,
well, the sad thing now is they don't teach them to read music in school anymore.
No, I don't know where I learned to read music. Oh, because I do know where I learned to read music, because I play two musical instruments, so that's where I learned how to read music. Yes.
And singing, you've only got one line to follow instead of a keyboard.
Exactly, instead of all of them. Yeah. Absolutely.
So we'd love to have you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So you've got a stall here. Is this something you do every year? Do you
The Mayor's Market is at Christmas and Easter.
Right, and you're always here to do that. Fantastic.
I've been doing it for years.
And is that fundraising to help put the festival on?
Yes, all the choir members give me what we're selling.
Wish you luck.
Wish you the best of luck. Thank you so
much. You never know, you might see Emily joining you soon.
I do love a good sing song.
You're really lovely.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Thank you so much. And so we come to the end of this week's Peapod. Thank you for joining us now.
Thank you also to all our guests, our editor M. Sefton Smith, and of course the Shine Radio team.
So from Julie and I this week. Bye!
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.